You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys!
We have an ultra-transformative week full of planetary transits. In this week's astrology, Taurus season begins, allowing us to take an easygoing approach to life. Over these next 7 days, we'll have four conjunction alignments occurring, amplifying a need to start fresh. Uranus will be the major player among all those conjunctions this week, pronouncing the need to upgrade our circumstances. And it's an active week for Mercury transits, giving us the opportunity to reevaluate this retrograde cycle. Good luck energy will be present throughout the entire week, lasting until the 21st, and intersecting mental energy plus solitude. For this reason, the 15th through the 19th may be a time where we're more reflective than typical. We might have moments where we need personal space to reevaluate how we can create better options that may lead to fortunate circumstances, especially with that good luck energy intertwining with that. Along with the other vibes, ambitious tones will be present from the 17th to the 21st. Due to the action-oriented nature of these next 7 days, we're going to feel more pumped up than typical to go after our goals, get things taken care of, and we might feel eager to really upgrade our circumstances and maybe get out of certain ruts, maybe get out of our comfort zone a bit. So even though we're in Mercury retrograde energy, we're still going to feel very geared up to take action throughout this week. So yeah, we're in for a very colorful week for sure. Let's look at these next bunch of days and see what we can expect. As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. The next 24 hours open up with two Mercury retrograde transits, which both have very different tones to it. Mercury's going to make a conjunction with Chiron, and Mercury's also going to be in a semi-sextile to Mars. With the Chiron stuff, the last time we saw this alignment was on March 20th, so it can bring up themes on working on having a healthier mindset. In other words, maybe we're needing to clear our mind of toxic inner dialogue. Sometimes this could look like a lot of self-doubt. Sometimes this could look like limiting beliefs or being overly critical of others, because sometimes this can transfer over to others and we may be working on that at this time. That way, we're letting go of a judgmental attitude. Socially, this may give us the urge to have healthier conversations. And by that, this may be a time where we're healing certain things within our interactions with others. Maybe it's a time of mending fences with people. Maybe it's a time of also being someone who's encouraging to someone else who may be having a lot of toxic inner dialogue that needs some reaffirming that they're a great person, that needs a pep talk, basically. So it could be a period of encouraging someone else. Another great thing with this is, even though Mercury retrograde is associated with jumbled thinking, a vibe like this helps us clear our minds. And so if we've been confused about something during this Mercury retrograde, this may be a time where we're having a moment of clarity and we're able to make sense of something that seemed out of sorts, or even make sense of something that might have been bothering us during this retrograde. Unlike the last alignment with Chiron, the 16th brings us a Mercury-Mars transit that can be rather unconstructive. One of the last times we saw this transit happen was on April 6th. So if there's been anything from April 6th regarding disagreements with other people, speaking too bluntly, being direct, dealing with confrontational individuals, and other types of problematic interactions, this could be a time where we're working through that. This could be a time where we're understanding where some of that was coming from. And with that Chiron alignment still carrying us through, this may be a time to mend fences with situations like that. As we get to the 19th, the sun changes signs into Taurus. Happy birthday to all the Tauruses out here, and welcome to Taurus season 2024. As we transition from the quick, rapid-fire approach of Aries, we shift to a more deliberate and methodical pace when it comes down to tackling life. Okay, so when it comes down to the sun, yes, we are absolutely done with Aries energy. However, Aries energy is going to still be present, considering Mars is going in there within a week, and Mercury won't leave Aries until about the middle of May. Venus is still there as well. However, Venus is going to be transiting into Taurus in a week or so. But now that we're coming into Taurus season, our ego needs are going to get met by doing things that help us unwind through tranquility, through enjoying stability. So when the sun is in Taurus, we gain more self-assurance through peace and predictability in our lives. The archetype of Taurus is looking for solace, so there's going to be a strong desire to make ourselves comfortable during this time, especially once Venus gets into Taurus and some of the other planets follow into that energy. And the way April has been, we're welcoming this energy, because as much as I'm an Aries and I love that fast-paced, high-octane energy, it's not for everyone. Sometimes you need to relax. Sometimes you just need a gentler way of life. Taurus energy gets us out of that grind culture mentality, which there needs to be a balance with that. Sometimes that can be really problematic and it can create problems such as burnout in our lives. So this is one of the main reasons why we need this Taurian energy. So we're not pushing ourselves at an erratic pace and we're taking that moment to live a gentler life. So if you are looking for an excuse to get back on track when it comes down to your work-life balance, this is going to feel like an excellent time to do so. Taurus energy gives us this lovely remedy to just stop and smell the roses. So if you really want to take that time to slow down and make things more simpler, a vibe like this gives that extra push we need to do so. And this is a sign of the senses. This is a sign of feel-good things. This is a sign where we indulge in all those five senses. And this is because the sign governs the body. So the stimulation that we're going to crave during this time is going to be lovely aromas, clothing that feel really good on the skin, taking a nice luxurious bath, a lovely scalp massage and deep conditioning at the salon or at home too, and splurging a bit on treats. And it doesn't have to be food, although because this is Taurus energy, it absolutely can be. But the Taurus motto is treat yourself and don't skimp when it comes down to things, because this is a sign about quality when it comes down to the things it's going to consume or wear or have in the home. And for that reason, during this time, we feel less guilty about doing those things. So say you usually don't splurge on a cup of coffee. This may be that time where you pay a few extra dollars just to do so. So it doesn't have to be crazy stuff. Of course, it can go the way of being very expensive. But if you're utilizing Taurus from the practical end, you're allowing yourself to purchase a nice treat for a change. Another way we can soak up this lovely vibe is through doing Taurian things that happen to deal with gardens and parks and anything to do with floral aesthetics. In other words, it could be a thing of going to a beautiful botanical garden or starting your own garden, whether that's with flowers or fruits and vegetables, or going on a nature walk if you have access to that. And even if you don't, there are so many ways to become one with nature within this energy. In the Northern Hemisphere, this is a time where people start planting herbs and vegetables and fruits and flowers, because this is a good foundational point for a seed to thrive during a Taurian season. So this could be a time to create a botany habit, even if it's starting off with a few plants. Another Taurian thing that this can amplify is other types of Venusian activities. Typically, the side of Venus that we associate with art is with Libra. However, some of those rules do apply when it comes down to Taurus. So this could be a time of gallery hopping. This could be a time of art appreciation. It could be a period of going and doing cultural activities. But one main Taurian theme it could be is going out and dining at some of these really nice restaurants that you might have around you. So the sun being here and Venus soon to follow within a week could be a nice excuse to treat ourselves to a cool dining experience. Another Taurian thing that can come up during this time is working on internal validation rather than the external stuff that a lot of the times we seek. I'm not saying that we won't seek that type of stuff in Taurus energy. However, Taurus energy is about internal worth, self-respect. So we might begin to concentrate on finding strategies that can help us with that in terms of enhancing our self-assurance. The great thing about the Taurian energy is it cannot be pushed into doing things it doesn't want because it respects itself. And so this could be one of those things that we're starting to learn under this energy and under the other Taurus transits that we have coming up. But this can really show us how to value ourselves more so that we're not accepting disrespect, that we're declining on romantic situations that seem suspicious or something that might be detrimental to us. Because again, in this energy, we're not easily swayed and we don't allow others to push us outside of our comfort zone. So we understand what needs to be done to avoid things that might undermine our confidence and comfort. Which of course leads me to the lower vibration of this energy, as there is anytime a planet changing signs, and this is no different. But in Taurus energy, this is where the comfort zone thing becomes a slippery slope, because in a lot of ways, we do need to push ourselves. We don't need others to push us, but sometimes there may be someone who is trying to help us. And in that energy, it's very hard to accept that help. So we need to maintain a lot of balance when it comes down to anything that pushes us. We need to say no to things that are unconstructive, but we also need to have more of an open mind to things that may help us and enhance our lives down the line. The rigid nature of this energy could have us painting ourselves into a corner if we keep resisting change. And so we just have to be aware of that within this. Another thing this can create is a bit of arrogance, along with a very materialistic outlook on life, and relying on things, material things, in order to boost our confidence. But despite the problematic scenarios that can show up during Taurus energy, it's an excellent time to take a softer approach to life. So let's really soak this energy up. That same day, Mercury is going to make a conjunction with Venus, which could aid us in changing our perception or reevaluating our perception when it comes down to relationships and financial issues. Even though this connects to the Mercury retrograde cycle, this is another lovely opportunity through this week to mend fences and scenarios where maybe we said the wrong thing, maybe there was a misunderstanding or something else communication-wise that became problematic, might get patched up because of this energy. And it's because of the compromising nature of this conjunction. A vibe like this is starting a new phase with Venus and Mercury in terms of the way we think and interact, especially surrounding anything to do with our relationships and the way we speak with ourselves as well. But this puts a pleasant tone in the air. For this reason, we end up taking a lighter approach to different types of relationships. Our connections tend to be a little bit more engaging and healthy, and also upbeat, also really humorous, making for a day of really enjoyable communication. Romantically, this can really up the charm when it comes down to flirtation, when it comes down to some of our amorous exchanges. So it tends to enunciate the need to be flirtatious, whether that's face-to-face or texting or on social media. We get a large dose of romantic undertones with an energy like this. A vibe like this can also help us in terms of creating some sort of game plan when it comes down to our financial situations. And this is because it gives us a really big boost of mental clarity and the ability to solve complicated problems. And so this can translate into our relationships and, of course, professional life and other financial matters. The 21st is a jam-packed day full of planetary transits and the last two conjunctions of the week. Jupiter is going to make a conjunction with Uranus, which it hasn't done since 2011. So it's been about 13 years since these planets got together in this type of format. This time around, we're doing it in Taurus, and that last time, January 4th of 2011, was in the sign of Pisces. And this marks a new cycle between Jupiter and Uranus. So this would be considered a new moon phase between these planets. And like new moons, eventually we're going to start seeing their pattern unfold. We're going to start seeing the themes really unfold. Not that we wouldn't see it around the 21st. Well, as a matter of fact, Jupiter and Uranus have been traveling together, closer together, since the summer of 2023. So some of the stuff has been forming a bit. But once they start going towards their semi-sextile, semi-square, sextile, square, and so on, we'll really start seeing those themes unfold. Also, Mars is going to be sextiling Jupiter and Uranus during this time. So this is going to further stimulate this alignment. Mars is an activator, and so it can help us take action on these themes. These are both harmonious alignments to Jupiter and Uranus, so it's going to encourage us in a positive manner. One way this can manifest is it can give us the extra encouragement that we need to go after whatever we want. It could also aid us in experiencing a breakthrough on complex things that we seem to have a problem solving. And this combination with Mars stimulating both those planets, it can give us the stamina we need to push through things that we may have put on the back burner, leading to taking action in an inventive way and pulling ourselves out of very stale periods. But in terms of what this is going to create, it's going to start a new cycle in terms of the need to advance more. And some of these advancements through these periods can become sudden. And this has a lot to do with the go for the gold nature of Jupiter, combined with Uranus's need to shake things up. So all this combined can help us in terms of having a moment where we get a sudden flash of insight and a solution to how to work on something that seemed very complex. A vibe like this could also give us the nudge needed to find ways to be more independent and step in our authenticity. So this can get us on the path of really being ourselves. Under this influence, we might feel more open-minded than normal because we're ready to reach new heights. We're ready to see what else is out there. We'll feel more ready to dive into far-out concepts healthily. Obviously, there's a lower end to this too that we do need to be aware of course, but on the healthy end, this can help us in terms of understanding cutting-edge perspectives of things, which will also help us get in a more enthusiastic mood in terms of what the future holds. So this could be a time of considering what we would like to see advance down the line, especially on a personal level, but also on a societal level, by modernizing things. Sometimes this could look like having faith in new trends, looking at the alternatives that can really help us. On a societal level, this could be looking at old systems and laws that are no longer fair and valid. It could be something where we're overhauling the way organizations handle things, but overall learning what didn't work in the past on a personal level, but also a societal level. That way we can course correct on some of these things. Another way this could manifest is by looking at how we can expand our reach to help our fellow man, communities, and other large groups that need our assistance. Sometimes this may be marginalized groups. Sometimes this could be through helping subcultures or other cultures in general. The way this can show up is having a eureka moment about our beliefs. This could be a time where we're looking at the alternative when it comes down to some of our beliefs and certain things we might have put faith in. This could also show up as a way of seeking higher knowledge and learning universal truths. Also, this could put an emphasis on education of all types, mostly higher education. So this may be a new start when it comes down to that for some people, or going back to a college or university, or looking at alternative ways of learning things rather than going to a traditional university. Another way this can show up is through technological expansion. So on a societal level, this may usher in a huge boom when it comes down to the technology we're using. Something like this may also revolutionize the way we're publishing media, articles, social networks, or anything to do with posting on the internet overall. Sure, it could be physical media as well, especially in terms of taking another approach on how we interact with physical media overall. But overall, an energy like this is really about expanding our reach, breaking boundaries in a lot of ways, taking that next step for a new groundbreaking approach, and attempting to create a better foundation for humanity overall. Of course, this does have a shadow side to it, and even though it's mostly favorable, oh yes, one other favorable thing with this is, and this is probably something that's been brought up by other astrologers, this can enhance luck depending on the circumstances with it. So depending on what it's aspecting in your chart and how it's situating your chart transit-wise, this could be enhancing in terms of good luck. But to the lower vibration, there are some issues with this energy. We do need to be aware of aloofness within this energy, over aloofness, to the sense where we're social, but at the same time, we're keeping our distance from people. There has to be a happy medium with that. So we'll absolutely need to find a balance with that. Another way this can show up is through intellectual arrogance, and in some ways, just a lot of superiority and godlike complexes that might develop in this on a societal level. There is this thing with these combinations where, you know, you deal with people who need to be right so badly that they may sway things in their favor, especially if their opinion is tied to it and beliefs being tied to anything like this. Also, for those who are self-proclaimed geniuses, this could be a problematic thing within this energy. And again, the superiority part and godlike complexes that do come up within this. But for the most part, all the favorable revolutionary change that comes with this is always great. Obviously, there's some problematic stuff, but there's also a ton of good stuff that's going to come out of this. And so this is going to be unfolding over the years. This is not something that's going to happen right away. We might see some events occur, of course, during this time. We have seen some events related to this occurring during this time, but it is going to take time for something like this to unfold. It does not happen overnight. We'll get a nice little peek of this once we get to the semi-sextile, which doesn't happen for another year and some change. We won't see that first semi-sextile until June 1st of 2025. That same day, we have two more alignments occurring. We have that last conjunction of the week with Venus and Chiron, and we also have the Sun making a square to Pluto. This Venus-Chiron conjunction opens up a new phase of healing the things that we need to when it comes down to our love lives, our self-esteem, and financial issues. So this could really give us the nudge needed to move past romantic unhappiness. This could give us the nudge needed to work on our confidence. This can give us the nudge needed to work on how we spend our money and the situations that we're dealing with in terms of earning money. Under this influence, we may start realizing how we might have been overly sacrificial when it comes down to love. It can show us the importance of working on old stories in our head that aren't getting us to the next level when it comes down to our love lives and finances. Something like this can show us that it's time to work on things in terms of rejection in relationships or in our past dating history. It can show us why we shouldn't seek validation in order to win the favor of a romantic interest or a partner that we're currently with. So another way this can manifest is through helping us in terms of, you know, valuing ourselves more, building up more self-esteem, building up more self-worth. That way we can confidently enter a healthy relationship with ourselves especially, but with other people, of course. And it can also usher in a period to cure money noise. So whether the case is we're overspending because we're doing it out of a place of impulsivity, or we're underspending because we're afraid of what might happen if we splurge on ourselves, this could be a time to heal that sort of thing. Lastly, on that same day, we've got the sun making a square with Pluto. And even though most of the energies for the weekend are harmonious, this one is, it's got some bite to it. Under this influence, we need to be aware of behaving too arrogantly and expressing ourselves in a way that seems quite cocky in a lot of ways. Sometimes an energy like this can manifest as combativeness, people needing to throw their weight around in order to feel important. Just overall, self-centeredness tends to be a big issue within this energy. So try to pick and choose your battles wisely. This is one of those energies where arguing with someone who is insistent on being an asshole is just not worth your time. It's never worth your time. Never waste your breath. If you have the luxury to, of course. I know sometimes that people don't have the luxury to like bow out of an argument or a disagreement. It's the world doesn't work like that all the time. But if you do, try to. But I will say one thing with this transit is, if you do have to engage with someone like that, sometimes this serves as something we need to do because we need to empower ourselves and stand up for ourselves. So sometimes this does pop up for that reason. Also, an energy like this does have a little bit more of a problematic tone where it might unearth some things that maybe eluded you regarding either your sense of self or someone else's. So yeah, the middle of April is definitely interesting. Like I said, very colorful. However, we got some nice saves thrown in with some of the harmonious alignments that are occurring throughout this week. So at least there's a ton of mitigation these next 7 days rather than what we've dealt with over the last few weeks. Anyway, I hope you all have the best week ever. Later, and see you in the next episode.